There are more than 300 Irish troops serving as UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon, in an area, as Sally has been saying there, close to where Israeli soldiers and Hezbollah fighters are exchanging fire. Last week, Israel took up positions close to an Irish-manned outpost along the Blue Line, leading to a tense situation and criticism from political leaders here and internationally that Israel was putting Irish troops in danger. Five UN soldiers have been injured, including one by gunfire in southwest Lebanon on Friday. Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fox is commander of the Irish battalion based at Camp Shamrock in South Lebanon. I spoke to him earlier and he's been telling me more about the situation on the ground.
Good afternoon, Justin, and good afternoon to your listeners. Can I just reassure the families and loved ones and friends at home who are anxious at this time that all troops in 245, 652, and those Irish personnel that are based in Sector West headquarters, UNIFIL headquarters, and our OGL colleagues are all safe and well in various positions.
Well, that's good to hear. And maybe then you will tell us just what it's like on the ground where you are at the moment.
Justin, we're in day 21 of Operation Northern Arrows. And that's a code name given by the IDF for their recent kinetic activity, which commenced on the 23rd of September with deep airstrikes in Beirut and Tyre. And following on then, there was a ground invasion in the area, UNIFIL area of operation, which Irish troops on 652 would have seen that on the 2nd of October. Since that period, the IDF have focused from the 2nd to the 7th of October, would have focused their operations in around 652, where they had troops in close proximity to that camp, and focus on the towns and villages of Marouna Ras and Yaroun. In the last couple of days, IDF have moved their operations westward over towards the coast where UNIFIL headquarters is, in the area of Nukura. And up until then last night, would focus their operations on the center of Sector West, where the Ghanaian troops are currently deployed.
Now, you mentioned, Lieutenant Colonel Fox, that last week we saw Israeli soldiers taking up positions close to an outpost which is manned by Irish soldiers close to the Blue Line. That outpost is named UNP 652. What is the situation at that location now?
I'm happy to report that there is no IDF presence or activity in that post for the last 4 days. The post continues to monitor and report on all activity that they're seeing, but it's very, very quiet in that area of responsibility.
Have you been able then to get supplies to the soldiers who are at that post?
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to resupply the post at this moment in time, but there are plans in place and preparations to conduct route clearance and resupply the post with rations and personnel at the earliest possible opportunity and when the security situation prevails. And this is something that this route clearance and resupply is something that Irish troops are well accustomed to. We have experience in this area, most recently in our mission in UNDAF, where we were central and pivotal with helping the mission return to UNPs in that location, where the Irish engineers and ordnance personnel were to the fore in securing those locations.
It was a very tense situation around that outpost last week. How are the troops there now?
Troops are well. They're good. I was speaking to the platoon commander on a daily basis, and their morale is high. It has been extremely challenging for them. With the significant forces that were in close proximity, but a challenge that they've stood up to. And they were not found wanting, and they provided accurate reporting and timely information with regards the what was happening on the ground, in line with what the mandate has asked them to do.
Were any Irish positions fired upon?
I have no reports that any Irish position was fired upon since the operation began.
Okay. No. Now, yesterday we had a report of a soldier, a UN soldier, injured in gunfire at Nukura on the west coast, which is where UNIFIL headquarters is located. Not an Irish soldier, I hasten to add. But what can you tell us about what is happening in that area?
What I can report is that IDF operations are ongoing both in the Talbot sector, which is the sector that is closest to the Mediterranean coast, and in the center sector of the Ghanaian sector, which is borders our area. There is ongoing kinetic activity from both sides since the last 48 hours.
We've now had 5 UN soldiers injured. How concerned are you as a commander that UNIFIL troops are now getting caught up in this conflict?
The targeting and injuring of UN peacekeepers is totally unacceptable. And as a commander, I am always aware of the dangers of peacekeeping. But I have ensured that the adequate force protection measures in order to protect my troops are in place and are constantly being reviewed to ensure the safety and welfare of my peacekeepers.
Have you had to spend much time in bunker positions?
We've had what can be described as a challenging operational environment here for the last 3 weeks. We have had to take bunkers on several occasions. However, we continue to conduct our role of observing, monitoring, reporting while in bunkers. But when we are coming out of our sheltered positions, our focus is on the next job, our future operations. So while we are in a sustainment phase at the moment, we are looking forward to our route clearances, our resupply of our posts, and then protection of civilians when they return, and also any other operations to help the area of South Lebanon.
Are civilians in the area seeking your help, and what have you been able to do for them?
So the information that I have is that the majority, 95% of the civilian population has left the South Lebanon region. Only a small handful of people remain, but they are not in our sector. But the majority of personnel have moved north of Saida into the Beirut region.
As you know, Lieutenant Colonel, the situation that you've been outlining is tense, it's dangerous, and it is of concern to many of the families back in Ireland who are naturally concerned about the welfare of the troops. What can you say to them this afternoon?
I can say to them that morale is good. It has been challenging, I'm not going to deny that, but our troops are well trained, they're professionals. And they have their mental and physical resilience has been tested, but they have stood up to that test. And they are solely focused on remaining and getting the job done. And as I said, their focus now is on conducting future operations. And like in the last couple of days, we have been conducting ration resupplies, where we have brought stocked up on food and water to ensure that we are ready to sustain operations for the extended periods.
And you're there on the ground, you've been witnessing this escalation of hostilities. Are you convinced that there is still a justification to keep going with your mission, even if you cannot keep the peace in that area now?
I think there's a justification more now than ever. When UNIFIL was asked to remove the blue line positions by the IDF, the United Nations and Force Commander gave the order for that all United Nations positions and blue lines would be retained. And that was justified because we were able to provide accurate reports with regards to violations to United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701. And we will continue to do so because we are the eyes and ears of the world to report on facts of what is actually happening in South Lebanon.
The last time we spoke to you, you told us that there were contingency plans if the mission became unviable. I know you're saying today that the intention is to stay there, but have those plans advanced any further? Is there any intention on the part of UN commanders to leave the area?
Yes, there are contingency plans in place, but as I said, UNIFIL is fully committed and totally focused on remaining and retaining all United Nations positions in order to implement the mandate that we have been handed.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Tom Fox, commander of the Irish battalion based at Camp Shamrock in South Lebanon, speaking to me shortly before we came on air.